More Idahoans are turning out to vote than ever before. Now, part of that is the fact that we are a growing state. But here's something interesting. When it comes to the percentage of eligible voters who go to the polls, many of our counties are behind the national average, with the Pew Research Center puts that at about 56%. So who actually goes out and votes here in Idaho? Well, it's folks living in rural counties. An analysis of data from recent statewide balloting found that people who live in small counties with a small population are casting more votes per capita, while mid-sized counties in the southern part of our state have the lowest turnout. So we wanted to find out why this is happening. Political analyst Justin Vaughn is joining me live on the phone today to break all of this down for us. Welcome, Justin.
Thanks for having me today.
First question for you, Justin. In this data analysis, what was found was that Custer, Camas, and Butte counties consistently come out on top. I mean, more voters are going to the polls. In fact, I believe they said nearly three-quarters of eligible voters cast ballots in those counties. That's a high number. Why are we seeing that?
That's a really exceptional number. And I think that that context is everything. There's some generalities that we know from research on these things. And so rural counties in Idaho are increasingly kind of aging, and as we oftentimes talk about the downside of that, with younger people having to move out of those rural counties to urban areas or even out of state to find jobs and educational prospects. But the upside is that the people who are left are highly likely to vote, right? And so we know that, older Americans turn out at much higher rates than other age groups. And so if you have a county that's disproportionately old, they're going to have disproportionately higher voter turnout.
And what about this idea that historically, and this is across the nation, that more Republicans tend to vote than Democrats? And we also know that, we are a Republican state, but our rural counties also tend to be more Republican. How does that play into all of this?
I think that probably plays in at the margins too. The Republican coalition and the Democratic coalition are different, and a lot of the groups that compose the Democratic coalition have lower turnout rates. But that's not, we can't say that universally. Women tend to have higher turnout rates than men, and women are disproportionately likely to vote for Democrats. But minority groups, the patterns are more mixed, and now whites and blacks in the United States vote at about the same level, but other minority groups vote at lower rates. And so to the extent that the Democratic Party coalition is more made up of minority groups, it's going to have that voter turnout issue that the Republican Party coalition is not going to have. Older voters are disproportionately likely to be more conservative and support Republicans. And so, again, in those counties where you have disproportionately older populations, you're going to also have that benefit for Republican turnout.
I think the average person who would see this data analysis would be surprised, because I think we make an assumption that if you're in an urban area, you go out to vote. But someone like you, Justin, who does this for a living and looks at all of these trends, were you surprised by this?
I was a little bit surprised. I think at first when I thought, oh, wow, that's really interesting, because if you're in these rural areas where you have to maybe go a long distance, or the county government doesn't have the resources like we have here in Ada to do as much outreach as say the Ada County clerk's office does, that it makes it more challenging to actually get to the polls on election day. But then I guess we also assume that all these rural counties are huge, and that you're talking about someone having to drive, dozens, if not hundreds of miles. And that may not be the case either. In many of these rural areas, you still have population centers. And so if you have a county that's rural, but it's made up of most of the population less than two or three towns, it's still pretty easy to kind of make that day of election effort minimal. The other interesting thing I think that rural counties have an advantage in when it comes to turnout that maybe more counties like Ada don't have is that the folks who have lived there generally live there a long time. We have obviously a net gain in Idaho population, but most of that gain is coming to the population centers. And so in some of these rural areas, the population has increased a little bit slower, but the people who live there have lived there for quite some time, and there's a stronger sense of community membership in some of these rural areas that are going to maybe pull on that kind of symbolic need to fulfill your civic duty and go out on election day that you may not have in a population center where a huge percentage are new to the community or new to the state.
So in a way, they feel like they basically have more skin in the game
than
they would in a more urban area.
Right.
Yeah,
and they're more likely to know the people that they're voting for, as opposed to them just going
seeing a name on a ballot.
Yeah, exactly, right.
I'm speaking with political analyst Justin Vaughn about who's actually voting in Idaho. And also, Justin, with this data analysis, they found that Ada County falls somewhere in the middle when it comes to voters. But the lowest voting participation, this is in the last three general election cycles, was Jerome County.
Yeah, that's interesting. And so that I think is one of the things when you look at the headline of these stories, you think, wow, rural Idaho is voting like crazy. But then you look at what's on the bottom of the list, and it's also rural Idaho. And
right.
So it's so I think you have to take some of these findings with a little bit of salt. But I'll be honest, I don't know the kind of micro dynamics of Jerome County any better than I do any of the other counties. But what we do know kind of at a more aggregate level is that a variety of factors drive turnout everywhere, right? Including competitiveness, including voting laws, and voting laws are generally going to be the same from county to county, but some counties engage in much more innovative effort and outreach to try to make it easier for people to vote. Ada County is really a leader in that activity, and so you may just see that. Well, why is rural county X exhibiting high turnout and rural county Y exhibiting low turnout? They're both rural. Shouldn't they be the same? Well, you might have those. The populations might be distributed differently. You might have a really competitive election that got a lot of people excited in one of those counties, and an election that's just not competitive, where there's a nine-term incumbent that everybody is content with is running and at the top of the ticket. And so, when you kind of are able to break down those subgroups, it usually will make the patterns that we see that otherwise kind of defy our logic make a little bit more sense.
And one of the things that stood out to me with this, Justin, also was, Elmore, Owyhee, Minidoka, and Canyon counties also, in the last three general elections ended up in the bottom, averaging fewer than 40% of eligible voters going to the polls. What was interesting to me, though, is that Ada County, like we talked about, falls somewhere in the middle. Canyon County is at the lowest end. Living in the Treasure Valley, you kind of tend to think of them almost as the same because we're right next to each other. But does that go back to different populations, to maybe different issues in different counties, even though they are right next to each other?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And so on one hand, you have, like I mentioned before, the Ada County Clerk's Office going and doing really incredible kind of innovative things to make it as easy as possible for people to vote if they want to vote. And if you don't have that same kind of effort in another county, then you're going to see an impact or an impact differential. But then also it could be that we've had some really interesting kind of county campaigns and in Ada County that I'm not aware of as being the case in Canyon County. Demographic distribution shouldn't be that much of an explanatory factor in this situation. But I think if we go to those kind of categories of competitiveness and demographics and interest in whatever is happening politically within the county, and we kind of compare Ada with any of these counties, and we can probably start to check off here's where that difference is, and maybe that helps account for the turnout change.
It is a fascinating analysis, I think, to be looking at who's voting, especially when we look at per capita, and just gives it always a new view of Idaho. So Justin, I really appreciate you coming in today and talking more about this. My guest today, political analyst Justin Vaughn. Thanks, Justin.
Thank you very much.